there's been a lot of controversy about whether the runtime and whether the languages above the runtime should be on a checked exception model or not. And although I see a lot of value in a checked exception model where everything's documented and that the contracts are enforced at runtime so that it's not possible to ever surprise code with things that are outside of the contract, I see a lot of value there, but I see a lot of problems too. And I think that generally the consensus has been on .NET that both at the language level, the framework level, and the runtime level, that that a checked exception model is too restrictive for what we want to do. At the same time, it's clear that we've gone way too far the other way, that our MSDN documentation doesn't give the developer nearly enough information about what exceptions he can reasonably expect. We do kind of no analysis across the frameworks to kind of gather that information so that it's available both through docs, but also available to tools, so that you could imagine IntelliSense doing expansions of cache blocks and that sort of thing. And you can imagine tools warning about exceptions that maybe aren't being handled. Clearly if someone's handling three exceptions and four are likely, he probably wants to be told that the fourth one is likely too. So
more of a metadata-driven model than a strongly typed exception checking.
That's right. The other thing that we're struggling with is that, historically languages have kind of considered the type of the exception to be the interesting thing. It's really not clear that to a developer the exception type is the most interesting thing. And if it is, is a singly inherited class hierarchy the too restrictive way of kind of categorizing exceptions? And so we're kind of looking at some of the other attributes of exceptions, like how they're propagated and kind of what level of inconsistency they're leaving behind in the application state, and trying to see whether some of those other concepts are actually more relevant to some of the things you want to do in the application.